The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
So, when my husband and I and our two little cherubs came to Santa Cruz to live in 1947, he had recently been released from the U.S. Navy at Treasure Island. Coming from New York, this little slice of heaven was unbelievable, peaceful, and beautiful. A welcome bit of culture shock after life in the big city. The two-page Sentinel News at that time delighted us because the most exciting item of news was that Mrs. So-and-so went over to San Jose yesterday. What a great place it was to raise a young family. MZ was born 3 years later with a virtual radio in his little hands. He had always loved radio. At that time, many homes had intercoms in their rooms, and I would wake the children with KGO, one of the early trailblazers of interactive news talk radio. The population of the city was 12,500. People from the very hot valley used to come here to retire and finally die. But they didn't die easily because our climate was so moderate and life was peaceful and happy. In the 1940s, back east, people died at the age of 62. So here again, it delighted my optometrist husband when a 75-year-old woman came to be examined, and when she was finished, she asked if he had time to examine her 95-year-old mother. All things considered, life was good then. People liked each other. Then came the university and the educated elitists, and things changed. Some of the professors brought along their extended families, and once they came, they wanted to close the gates of Santa Cruz. They also brought their New Left philosophies and began to impose the same upon their students and the rest of us. Now, sometimes we endure vicious political polarization. The fanatic left only have elitist sense. A community can function only with common sense, and the elitists do not like common. So they wanted to stop growth, all growth. Therefore, for the past 40 years, no growth became the leader's agenda. They became business unfriendly, and we have been going downhill financially ever since. Our reputation in the country and the world has become totally negative, and we are totally broke. And now our elitist leaders want business to come back to Santa Cruz. How simplistic. Their arrogant, unreasonable restrictions and regulations have chased business away for decades. By the way, I never gave our city council or county supervisors the right to speak for me in the world arena by saying that ours is a nuclear-free zone and that peace is patriotic, whatever that means. These leaders were voted into office to fix the potholes and not wax global. And what gives them the right to say that the U.S. Navy is not welcome here in the Monterey Bay area on the 4th of July or at any other time? For years, they have been hiring experts for large fees to come and evaluate our problems. Well, the latest expert came and was paid $50,000 just to tell the city that the trouble with Santa Cruz is that it is business unfriendly. Duh! Many of us who lived here have been telling that to our liberal leaders for years. So, this is the saga of foolish, misguided Santa Cruz political leaders. And about growth, it becomes more crowded here every day. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.